You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, Trump announced an executive order banning residents of seven Muslim-majority countries from the Middle East and Africa from entering the country for more than 90 days. The order also temporarily stopped the US's refugee program, including emergency intakes for those fleeing from Syria. But how close are our refugee policies here in New Zealand to Trump's? I spoke to Doing Our Bit New Zealand's Murdoch Stevens about New Zealand's policies on refugees and began by asking what the process is once refugees arrive into New Zealand.
Mangere Refugee Resettlement Centre, and then they get basically introduced to New Zealand culture, told a lot about the background services they might need, and then they, after that 6 weeks, are allocated to communities that already exist from their country, so and sent to one of the six places around New Zealand which take refugees. Then the Red Cross looks after them the Red Cross has the contract with the government to provide volunteer support for the first 6 months, and then they're connected to language services and the schools, and some local volunteers will be teamed up with each family.
Right, and at the moment, where are most of those refugees coming from? What countries?
The majority at the moment from the core quota are coming from Burma. I think the last 5 years it was Burma, Colombia and Bhutan, but in the last year we've had an emergency Syrian intake on top of that, and so we're taking about 250 people from Syria over 3 years.
And then since 2009, New Zealand's slowly kind of been decreasing the number of refugees taken from the Middle East and African regions, citing broad security concerns. Are you able to talk a bit about that, how we got to that point?
Yeah, so in 2009, the national government came in, and there was an aim at that time to move towards Asia Pacific and away from the rest of the world in terms of refugee resettlement. So we used to take roughly a third of our refugees each from Africa, from the Middle East, and from the Asia Pacific region. And then there were three reasons why they wanted to move all towards Asia Pacific. So that's particularly the Bhutanese and the Burmese. The first reason is pretty legitimate, which is they wanted to stop the flow of people trying to go to Australia by boat because there were a lot of drownings there. Second reason was it's cheaper to fly people from predominantly Southeast Asia to New Zealand. And then the third one was the one you brought up, which is broad security concerns. When Bill English was asked about this in his post-cabinet briefing on Wednesday, he obfuscated and obviously had no idea what he was talking about. He was saying, yes, we make sure that any bad individuals don't come. But what actually has happened is a blanket ban on any new refugees from Africa and the Middle East, unless they already have family in New Zealand, or if they are part of some emergency quota. It's a little more complicated than this, and this is one of the reasons it hasn't been picked up in the media, because it's quite a complicated issue. So, for example, the regions they come from, that's not the nationality of the person, but it's the country that they've sought, sort of their first country of asylum in. So, for example, a Somalian woman who I know of is currently in Malaysia, and so she counts as part of the Asia-Pacific region. It's undermined the number. So now, say Africa, for example, in the last 5 years, about 5% of our refugee quota has come from there, compared to the 5 years before that, that was about 18%. And then before that, under the Labor government, it was about a third. And there's been about a halving in the number of Middle Eastern refugees. So it's actually very similar to what Trump has been doing, but very stealthily and without trying to highlight it in public. But the results are the same, which is a cutting down of taking the people from the place that the United Nations suggests are the most vulnerable, which is Africa and the Middle East. And if we're actually interested in saving lives with our refugee quota, which is what they have said they're interested in, then we should be taking the people from the most vulnerable situations.
Absolutely. So it does seem quite similar to Trump's policies, except for being outwardly Islamophobic, really.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the Kiwi way, isn't it? Like, we wouldn't trumpet that we've cut the numbers from Africa and the Middle East down substantially. And it's not a blanket ban, right? So there are some people, and there is family reunification going on. I mean, when they looked at doing this, the first argument was going to be, we're only going to take people from the Asia-Pacific region. And they talked to their lawyers, Foreign Affairs and Trade talked to their lawyers, and they said, well, actually, that could breach the Bill of Rights of people from Africa and the Middle East who have found protection in New Zealand already, because they wouldn't be able to bring their family in at the moment, it just means that those communities are getting smaller. People will move on, and there's no people coming in to make those communities bigger and safer and stronger, because that's sort of how we resettle people at the moment, by communities of countries, and try and allow them to have people who can speak their own language so they don't have to completely integrate into New Zealand and give up that culture that they're coming from.
Absolutely. And is there kind of changes you'd like to see with this? I know from the national government's perspective, it's like we can't take everybody, we have to just choose people. Do you think that's the right way to go about it?
I think there's a very clear answer to this, and it's that we should not restrict the refugees we take from Africa and the Middle East only to family members. We do have to take a percentage based on each region, and that's a little more complicated, but we should still be guided by humanitarian principles, which are we take those whose lives are most at risk. I mean, there's 20 million refugees in the world at the moment, and so each year only 1% of those people are resettled. It's a tiny amount. So if the world can only offer 1% of resettlement places for refugees, then we really have to be saving lives with this. It can't be down to the New Zealand government to ignore what the UN says and says, oh, we'll just take people from Asia Pacific and cut those numbers down from, you know, the most vulnerable places. So to me, it's a very easy, clear response, and I haven't heard a response from the government yet as to why they're doing this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.